So in this episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast, we are going to be talking about how to give yourself the weekend off. And no, this isn't just a pipe dream. It truly is possible. And I don't have a genie in a bottle, but man, I would sure have a word with her if I did. Either way, we're going to be talking about some strategies that you can use to take the weekend off, whether it is because you want a weekend, truly just a weekend to have off, to put your feet up, maybe have some fun, or maybe it's because you have other commitments, other things that you have to do going on. And so you have to completely change how your weekends normally look. Either way, we're going to be talking about how to give yourself the weekend off in this episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast. Let's jump in. Well, hey there. I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, also known as the Intentional Mom, and I am so excited to talk to you about how to give yourself the weekend off. I often ask my audiences in different places, what is the weekend? What does the weekend look like for you? Is it a combination? Is it rest? Is it catching up on things? Is it working? Is it having fun? Is it doing something totally different? What does the weekend look like for you? And I always get a mixed bag of responses. And usually what I get is it's kind of a combination of a lot of those. And I would say it's pretty much the same for me too. I love weekends. I love how they are a change of pace from the rest of the week. For me, as a homeschooling mom, I love the fact that I don't have any homeschooling to do on the weekend. Now, sometimes we have a little bit of homework, that sort of thing. For you parents who have kids in traditional school, you'll probably find yourself with kids doing homework on the weekends, and sometimes you need to help with that. And it's kind of the same thing for me as a homeschool mom as well, but I don't have any real teaching on the weekend. Now, I will say there are times where if we have a ton of commitments going during the week, so let's say on Tuesday, which is normally a school day for us, for whatever reason, we can't do school on a Tuesday. We might do it on a weekend day in that case, but that's very few and far between. For the most part, I love the change of pace. It's still a busy that we have on the weekends, but it's a different type of busy. It's filled with different things. But I do love at times when, again, even that kind of quote unquote normal weekend activity for us, I love when I can set that to the side to do something different. So no matter the reason why you need or want the weekend off, I've got a strategy that is going to help you. So you actually can and need to set yourself up for having the weekend off, however. And really, it's that setting up part that is the key. So as the queen of systems and processes, after all, with a family of 11 to manage, these are essential. Systems and processes are essential. And so I'm going to be sharing a simple and targeted step-by-step process that really is going to help you take the weekend off from your normal responsibilities and the way that that normally works so that you can have time for what you actually want, or maybe sometimes it's what you need. So before we dive in, I'm going to say this. Really, you need to start planning using these steps that I'm going to tell you about here. You need to start a full week or more in advance. Because, again, you're going to be strategically taking things from the weekend that you're going to have off and placing those things, at least some of them, in different places. And so for this reason, you need to start thinking about this a full week in advance. So that's what I need to point out there. All right. So the first thing you need to think about is, and it's kind of the pre-homework, I would say. Before you really dive into this step-by-step process, I would say this is the pre-homework. And that is to think about, what is your why? What is it you want? What is the need for changing up how things typically look for you on the weekend? If you want an entire weekend off of the typical responsibilities that you might have, or again, the typical responsibilities that you might have because you have other responsibilities, now is the time, before we really jump into the steps, this is the time to think about, what is the purpose behind that? Maybe even to think about, what will you gain by doing this? When we think about giving ourselves a weekend off, we think about the fact that we might be able to participate in self-care, right? That's something we talk about a lot here on the podcast. I talk about it a ton in my coaching program. I talk about it a ton pretty much everywhere I talk, because it's something that we so often feel like self-care, we feel like self-care is something that we need to push to the back burner, and it needs to always come secondary to all the things that we have to do. All the things, the roles, responsibilities that are screaming louder, those are the things we need to give first attention to. And anything that remotely looks like self-care or anything we want to do gets pushed to the back burner. And so that's a whole different conversation. And again, one we cover here in many, many different ways. But you need to think about, before we dive into the actual process, what are you going to gain? What is the reason why you're needing to change things up on the weekend? Again, sometimes it's the concrete things, like we have all these places to go. I often think of what my life looks like as a mom with multiple kids who swim. Swim meets take place on the weekends. And let me tell you, when I say they take place on the weekends for my kids, they will often be a Friday night, a Saturday, and a Sunday all in the same weekend. At best, I've got all day Saturday and all day Sunday. So when that happens, I need to plan proactively for the fact that I am not going to be home at all on the weekend. And not only am I not going to be home to get things done that I would normally get done, I also need to be strategic and proactive in the idea that my family, part of my family, at least a segment of my family, is still going to be at home, and they're going to need to do things like have meals. They're going to need to be taken care of here while I am gone. So there's a whole lot that comes into play when I'm going to be gone, because I've just got a bunch of events going on. But when I'm going to be also taking the weekend off, because again, I want some of that self-care time, it's also these same steps are going to be things that I follow. But it is so important for you to think about, what is the purpose behind you changing things up for the weekend? It could be that I just want to relax and put my feet up, or it could be that I've got other things going on. Either way, I want to be clear before I even dive into the step-by-step process. I want to be clear on why there is that need. Okay, so that's kind of where we're starting first. Then we're going to jump into step number one. So when it comes to thinking about what you would normally do on the weekend, where you need to start is listing. Number one, step number one is to list all of those normal things that you would do on the weekend. Literally, you're getting out a piece of paper and you are listing them. What is it that you normally do? For me, the weekend is typically kind of a combination of catch up, things that maybe fell off the radar, had to get pushed to the back burner during the week. There's some of that. There's also some prep for the week ahead. If you've ever heard me talk about meal planning and meal prep in Accomplished Lifestyle, we have just talked about this recently, the meal planning and meal prep that allows me to spend no more than 10 minutes in my kitchen during the weeknights because I've done this work ahead of time. But there's that prep for the week ahead that happens on the weekend for me. It's our home reset that happens on the weekend. It's also an opportunity for me to catch up on things like grading tasks as a homeschool mom, other things that revolve around kids' activities that I need to take care of. Maybe it's permission slips, that sort of thing. And of course, there's some relaxation and some fun that's thrown into the mix on a typical weekend as well. And so when it comes to step number one, you literally are taking that piece of paper and you're listing off all of the things that would normally happen on the weekend. So here's what you need to understand, though, before we move on to step number two. And that is that, and this is kind of the purpose behind writing things down, because it's essential to understand that you are going to have to actually move these things off of your weekend plate and put them somewhere else. And we'll talk about where you'll put these things in a minute. But it's essential to understand that all of these things that you're writing down, you actually are going to have to go through them item by item and decide, what am I going to need to do with these? What should I do with these? What do I want to do with these? What do my roles and responsibilities and commitments say has to be done with these things? And so I have four categories that I'm going to give you for what to do with these things. But you need to start some time. You really need to start by understanding these are things that you have to do something with, because what is hard for us to do and what often kind of makes us feel like the rug has been pulled out from under us is when we have these weekends that we need time or want time to kind of just cross everything off the list that we would normally do. What usually happens is when that happens, we just kind of forget about all these things. We just kind of turn a blind eye to all these things that we normally do. And then we end up feeling things like frustrated. We feel like we failed. We feel behind. And what we don't want is to start the next week feeling behind. We want to be able to make an accounting for these things that normally happen on the weekend. We want to be able to make that accounting. And so what we're doing when we're listing them and when we get to step number two, it's going to allow us to make that accounting so that it's not as though we're just ignoring that they're there. We're acknowledging that these things are there, they exist. They're things that we would normally take care of, but for whatever reason, we're not taking care of them this weekend. And so we want to start by listing them off. All right, so then we're going to move to step two. And I told you I have four different categories for you. And really the categories, the things that I'm giving you as these categories are all wrapped up in the skill of reassessment. The skill of reassessment is something that I teach everybody who comes into my coaching community. I teach them this skill in the first month that they are there. It's the skill of reassessment. And we're going to apply it a little bit differently for our purposes here today. And obviously we're not going to go as deep into it, because from a coaching standpoint, I'm able to do that a whole lot more in that community than what we can do here. But you're still going to get a really good overview of these four different things that kind of encapsulate the skill of reassessment. And it's going to be what we apply here to, again, take these things off our plate for the weekend. So we're just going to apply them slightly differently here. So these four categories, so I'm going to tell you what they are real quick. I'm going to list them here, and then we're going to go a little bit deeper into each one. So there are two M's and there are two D's in the reassessment. And really, that's what we're doing. We're reassessing the weekend. So there are two M's and two D's in the formula of reassessment. So the first M that we're going to talk about here is move. So if you have something on your weekend plan that you would normally do, you might choose to move some of these things. Now, know that as I go through these four different categories, I should probably back up and say this, you don't have to just choose one. You could listen to these four different categories. And then when you're looking at how am I going to manipulate the weekend activities, what am I going to do? What are these four things am I going to choose? Know that you could choose to combine these four things in any way. It's not that you just have to choose one. And there are many cases where I choose more than one. But let's talk about these four categories. So the first one is move, right? So if you have these things that you normally do on the weekend, you can choose to just move them to another time. You're moving them to another day. You're saying, instead of taking care of these particular things on a Saturday, I'm going to take care of these things at a different time. But you have to know, where are you going to move it to? This is the flip side of it. You can't say, I'm going to just move this somewhere else and leave it open-ended that way. Because essentially that lets us off the hook too easy. It leaves the door too wide open in order for life to come in and happen. And for us to say, yeah, our intention was to move that. My intention was to move that, but it just didn't happen. And so if you're going to move something off your list and assign it to a later time, you have to say at this point, what is that later time? When are you going to move that to? Write it down. Schedule it into the upcoming week. If you're moving something from this weekend, you have to schedule it somewhere else. It could be the week leading into the weekend, or it could be the week leading out of the weekend, most typically. But you have to make an accounting, you have to make a notation, you have to commit yourself to when you're going to move that thing to. So the first M is move. The second M, the second category that you could choose to use in order to fill some of these, to move, to again, change what your weekend is going to look like. You could choose to take some of these things that were on your weekend plate and you can choose to modify them. And essentially what this means is completion. We're speaking to completion here in terms of this is what ideally this job or this task or this project or this thing that I have to do, this is what it looked like before. This is what it looked like to be done or completed or to have completed this task or this project or this thing. But now you're having to modify it because it's no longer going to be living on the weekend. So usually what you're going to be kind of manipulating or modifying is the completion. So you're going to be taking what it used to look like in terms of, yes, this task is done. Now you're going to have to downsize that a little bit. That's usually what it looks like to modify. In the essence of time, I'm going to downsize my expectations. In the essence of time, because I no longer have the weekend to deal with this, and now I'm trying to deal with this during the week, again, whether it's the week leading into or the week leading out of the weekend, again, my time is I have less time. My time during the week is more in demand than my time on the weekend. And so if I am modifying something and moving it at the same time into the week, either leading into the weekend or the week out of, I am almost always going to have to modify that in terms of I'm going to have to downscale my expectations. I'm going to have to say, in a perfect world, when I would have been able to take care of this task on a weekend, it might be that there would be 5 steps to complete this task. Normally, this completed task would look like this and this and this and this and this. But now that I'm modifying it, because I need to save time, now I'm only going to have 3 steps. Instead of worrying about these other 2 things, I'm going to kind of break it down to the bare bones. And I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to check this off my list this time now. Because I'm having to change things and I'm giving myself the weekend off, now it's only kind of these 3 touch points that I need to complete in order to say, yes, this task is done. That's what modifying looks like. It's saving time. And because I need to save time, this is what completion looks like now. That is what modifying is all about. So those are the 2 M's. We talked about move and we talked about modify. So now we're going to jump into the D's, and there are 2 of those as well. So the first D that we're going to talk about, and again, just as a reminder, we're looking at the things that we would normally do on the weekend, and we're having to say, you know what, the weekend is different. I'm giving myself the weekend off, or I have to take the weekend off because of X, Y, or Z commitments. And so you might choose to delegate. You might say, instead of me taking care of this task, I'm going to have to pass this task off to someone else. Now, the thing is, with the thing that happens with delegation is a lot of times we need to modify, right? Maybe if you were the one completing the task, it could look this particular way. But now that you're giving it to someone else, we need to, again, modify it a different way. So you can see how, again, a lot of times we're going to be using a combination of these 4 different categories, these 4 different skills that I'm giving you here. A lot of times they're going to work in tandem with one another. But delegate, right? Here's the thing you need to remember when you delegate. You need to make sure that if you're going to delegate tasks or parts of tasks to someone else, you are going to need to make sure that you give them the tools. You're going to need to make sure that you give them the training, and you're going to need to make sure that you make clear the expectations, what the expectations are, so that they are clear on what it's going to take to get the job done in the way that you are asking. So delegate means, again, you're going to pass off a whole task or maybe just parts. Sometimes we miss the delegation opportunities because we look at something and we say, there's nobody else who can do this. There's just me. But in reality, if we were willing to break that task down a little bit, and if we were able to look at it a little bit different, differently, we might realize, you know what, part of this, I can give part of this to someone else. I can have someone get me started on this task, or I can get this task started and kind of provide the beginning of it. And then someone else can continue working on it from there once I've gotten it started. So delegation doesn't always mean that you are delegating something in completion, like you're giving the whole task away. Sometimes it can be that you're just giving part of it away. But delegate is the first D that you could choose to do when it comes to these things that would normally be things you would do on the weekend. And you might say, you know what, I'm going to delegate these tasks or this particular task to someone else. But again, you're going to make sure that you've given them the tools, the training, and that you've made the expectations clear. That's delegate. And then the last D that you could do with some of the things that are on your list of things to do for the weekend is to delete. Delete, just get rid of them. So essentially what you're doing with delete is you're saying, you know what, in the name of having the weekend off, again, for whatever reason, we've already covered that as our pre-homework. We know why. We're clear as to why. It might be that I need to have some time off. It might be that I've got other obligations that are taking me away. Whatever it is, you might conclude with a certain amount of the things that you normally would do on the weekend that you need to delete some of them. And so it in the name of having the weekend off, you're saying essentially these particular tasks, these particular things, well, they just can't matter anymore. They can't matter anymore within the context of what this weekend needs to look like now. So I just need to cross them off my list entirely. So the second D is delete. So just as a quick review, and I'm going to get to some tips here in a second. So just as a quick review, the two M's are move and modify, and the two D's are delegate and delete. So let's jump into a couple of tips that are going to help you, again, make these things happen a little bit more in a more streamlined way. So the first thing you need to remember, or the first thing that I want to make sure you know, is that you may need to modify other things to fit these new things on your plate for a different time. So let me explain that with an example. So you normally have these things that you're doing on the weekend, and the weekend is now something that you need to take these things off your weekend plate, and you're choosing to move and maybe even modify a couple of these things, and you're going to move them to, let's just say, Tuesday. So you may need to modify some of the things that are already on your Tuesday plate in order to insert these additional things onto Tuesday. So it might not only be the actual things on the weekend that you need to modify, but it could be that if you are moving things to a different day and a different time, it could be that you need to modify that particular day and time in order to be able to incorporate these things that you're now moving there. So you may need to modify more than just the particular tasks that you are talking about. So know that modification can kind of cover this wider scale in order to make things all fit, in order to make things all work. That's tip number one. Tip number two is know that estimating is crucial. So you have to be able to estimate how long it's going to take you to do these various things so that you know where you can move them. How do you know if you're going to be able to move some of these things to Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday if you haven't already thought about how long is it going to take me to do this thing? How much additional time am I going to need to be able to produce on a Thursday in order to be able to move this task or this part of a task to that day? You need to be able to estimate the amount of time that tasks, or maybe it's steps of tasks, are going to take. That's tip number two. Tip number three is just know that when it comes to thinking about giving yourself the weekend off, let me bring this full circle. I really wanted to talk to you this weekend in this podcast about giving yourself the opportunity to take the weekend off. Know that this is a really smart, strategic thing to do. Again, speaking to that self-care. And I love trying to do this maybe once a quarter. And I really do use the same skill also in the same way on those busy weekends that really kind of leave me unable to do my quote unquote normal things. But again, these skills, these four tools that I gave you, the two M's and the two D's, really help me be able to absorb and be able to kind of withstand a weekend that has to look different from how it would normally look otherwise. And using these skills to really give myself the weekend off, when I say, you know what, I truly just want to give myself the weekend off, using these skills to give myself a weekend off is a whole lot more fun. And I love trying to make sure that I do that at least once a quarter. So you can totally have the weekend off. You can totally have a weekend that, whether you're choosing to take some time off or whether you're having to say, you know what, my weekend has to look different, you can use these two M's and these two D's to help you do that. It just starts with a little bit of planning, a little bit of proactive foresight, and really just kind of planning ahead so that you can do that. So I hope that I have inspired you and encouraged you to maybe put your feet up this weekend, because now you have the skills to do that. So whether you need a weekend off because you just need some time for productive rest. Something else you need to learn about. Well, we'll talk about productive rest in another episode. Have you ever thought of rest as productive before? Totally game changer. All right, so we'll get there, right? Rest, productivity, they truly can share the same space, but we'll have, again, more on that in the days to come. For now, know that on the next episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast, we're going to be talking about the whole idea of giving up perfection. And as a recovering perfectionist, this is something that I know just a bit about. So I will talk to you then.